Malachim Aleph Perek Tesvav. This parak continues discussing the split in the Malchus, kingship, between Yeravam and Rechavam. Note, many of these parakim are paralleled in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, where more information on many of the events that took place can be found. In Pasuk Aleph, U'bashana Shmoneh Esrei LeMelech Yeravam Ben Nevat Melech Aviyam Al Yehuda. In the 18th year of the rule of Yeravam Ben Nevat, Aviyam ruled over Yehuda. Keep in mind, the chain so far went from the Malchus of Yehuda, when David, Shlomo, Rechavam, and now Aviyam. Aviyam reigned over Yehuda for 3 years in Yerushalayim. Aviyam continued sinning in his father's Rechavam's ways and did not serve Hashem wholeheartedly like David. Note, before Hashem explained, it's not that Aviyam was a Rasha, but because Aviyam had failed to improve the state, morale, of Yehuda, it's considered as if he perpetuated sin. In Pasuk Tes through Tesvav, Aviyam died and was buried in Ir David. Asa, the son of Aviyam, ruled over Yehuda next. Asa became king over Yehuda in the 20th year of Yeravam's rule over Yisrael. Asa ruled for 41 years over Yehuda. Asa did what was right in the eyes of Hashem. Asa started restoring the kingdom back to its proper direction. Asa removed the harlots and idols, which were rampant throughout the land of Yehuda. Asa even detested his own grandmother for being queen due to the Avodah Zarah she had set up. However, Asa was not able to completely rid Yehuda of Avodah Zarah. Rashi explains, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was permitted to bring sacrifices on private altars called bamas. After the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was considered an Isser Kares, forbidden to bring sacrifices on bamas. Although Asa was able to rid Yisrael of most Avodah Zarah worship, Asa was unable to get rid of the private bamas that still existed. Asa protected and maintained the silver and gold of the Beis HaMikdash. In Pasuk Tezayin, V'mochama haisa bein Asa u'bein Basha, melech Yisrael kol yimehem. And there was war between Asa, the king of Yehuda, and Basha, the king of Yisrael, all their days. Basha was the king over Yisrael. Basha fortified the city of Ramah. Basha attacked Yehuda to make a blockade for Asa, king of Yehuda, not to enter. Asa then took the gold and silver from the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash and gave it to his servants to guard. King Asa then approached Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, for help in defeating Basha. King Asa then sent over the silver and gold to Ben-Hadad as a payment for his help. Ben-Hadad listened and started to conquer and destroy many of the cities of Yisrael. When Basha, king of Yisrael, heard, Basha stopped fortifying the city of Ramah and retreated. Asa then took the bricks of the city of Ramah and used it for construction of his own cities for Yehuda. Asa died and was buried in Ir David with the rest of his family. Asa's son, Yehoshaphat, ruled over Yehuda next. And Pasuk Chaf Hei through Lamed Daled, which is the end of the Perek, the Navi interjects, when Basha became king of Yisrael, Basha wiped out the entire family of Yeravam. This was in accordance with the curse that Achia Hashulani have placed on Yeravam's family. Basha reigned for 24 years. Basha continued to cause Yisrael to sin like Yeravam ben Nevat did. Just to sum it up, the chain of Yehuda started with David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Aviyam, Asa, and Yehoshaphat, and Yisrael went from Yeravam, Nadav, to Basha. That's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.